Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's great to talk to you again.
Well, we're in a new year, and a lot of bills are going to be introduced in the coming year that are aimed at helping out state government, especially on the financial front. And I know this is something that you've been working on for a long time with your financial recovery package. And I understand you are introducing some legislation that will hopefully productively utilize the efforts of our Auditor General when it comes to the misuse of public funds. What's going on here?
Mike, this is a next step in a financial rescue package that we're trying to put together for the Commonwealth that is, I think, really critical. What it does is this very quickly is it provides the Auditor General with the forensic audit capability and a fraud audit capability that they have to an extent now, but it really beefs up that capability. The Act provides for the training of the staff so that they get that type of background necessary to help them weed out forensically those problem areas where state agencies or people receiving state funds are spending money, but it might not be spent in accordance with the law or the desires of the taxpayer. It ties in performance-based management and auditing as well, so that we make sure that it's spent effectively and efficiently. And then on the fraud side, I think one of the things that's most importantly is it helps train the Auditor General staff for the preservation of evidence when they do detect fraud in some of the spending that might be done. So we can then refer that from the Auditor General's department to the Attorney General for prosecution for those people that are misusing state funds. All of this is designed to improve the efficiency of government.
And of course, this is part of a greater effort that you and a number of House members have been working on to really put some responsibility in state government spending and improve the Commonwealth's bottom line.
Mike, it really is. And one of the things that comes up that I think people need to be aware of, the first measure that we had approved in the first year of this session, which was to require that the Auditor General's audit reports be responded to within the first 120 days after the audit was done, will save us about $800 million per year. The measure that we're referring to that we're planning on introducing right now will save us potentially as much as $3 billion per year, which allows us then to provide the same level of service. And I think this is the thing that's important. We can provide the same level of service to constituents, not cut any programs, but do it a lot more effectively, a lot more efficiently, and then use that savings then without increasing any taxes at all to pay down this unfunded pension liability that's just putting a stranglehold on the state as you look at that $73 billion unfunded pension liability. Then on top of that, we have this massive unfunded other post-retirement benefits, particularly health insurance, that we have to start funding as well. So this act in and of itself will help us keep providing what we need to provide to our citizens, provide it more effectively, get rid of the waste and the fraud and the abuse that takes place, put real teeth in it. People have talked about eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse all the time. This is a concrete means by which we can do that. And we can make sure that the dollars are spent effectively and then at the same time start to pay down some of these tremendous unfunded liabilities that we have and put this Commonwealth on a road to financial recovery without, again, burdening the taxpayer with significantly increased taxes.
Sounds like a great plan for the coming year. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.